Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
The Thompson & King Law Firm, 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com.
Spring is upon us, so let Zero Res help out with your spring cleaning. Fresh like new clean carpets and upholstery, you'll be ready to take on Easter. Mention my name, Mickey Plyler, and get 3 rooms of carpet clean for only $109. For a clean, fresh start, there's only one place to look. Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning. Call 864-558-7300 or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
Waltz to the road rage. We are back. Texter makes a good point, Ramon. He says, Walt, you just can't go around saying you have the illness now. People freak out. LOL. That's right. Not. I have a different kind of illness that keeps me inside. No, that's good. That's a fair point. Let me get to the phones. Mike and Anderson and Gabe Cockwell. Mike, how are you?
Walter, doing well. Yourself?
Good, Mike. Thanks. Appreciate you getting in as always.
Yes, sir. My pleasure. Thanks for getting me in. I was watching and it's funny, I was going to ask you about this today, and you're going to be talking about great basketball players. I was watching one of the 60 for 60 things on ESPN this weekend or the past weekend when the tournaments were canceled, and they did a piece on Spencer Haywood, who I'm sure you know about. Yep. I don't think a lot of basketball fans know. And they did it was a great piece on him, the history of, he came from a small town, small college, poor
played for
beginnings, blah, blah, blah.
Sir? Yeah, played for Detroit Mercy in high school, in the college, rather. Yeah,
okay, in college, okay, I forgot the name. And I think he played for the Bucks and the Lakers in his pro career, and I'm pretty sure he's in the Hall of Fame. I didn't get to see the whole thing. I had to get up and leave before it was finished. But they told the story about how when he signed, I believe it was the old Kentucky Colonels in the ABA signed him. They were desperate for top-tier talent, and the owner of the Kentucky Colonels gave him a contract, of which then was an unheard-of amount for a guy not so heard of, and it was like $1.6, $1.8 million, and it was spread out over 6 years. Well, when he first started getting paid, he noticed that his checks weren't nearly what he thought they would be and what his agent or attorney thought they would be. So they go to the owner of the Kentucky Colonels. They meet him in his office, and unbeknownst to them, and they did not read the fine print, there was some fine print in the contract that I think he was getting paid like $40,000 or $50,000 a year, and the bulk of his money was deferred until he was 50 years old, or it was deferred over 50 years. Of course, they put up a fuss. The Kentucky Colonel's owner used the N-word, all kind of things, kicked him out of his office. And I think he was traded to the Bucks, I think. I was hoping you could check me on that. But the question I had for you, according to Lou Alcindor Jabbar, he did an interview after Spencer Haywood was inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame. And Jabbar said that of all the talented players he ever played with, Spencer Haywood was one of the more, if not the most, all-around talented players he had ever played with. And that got me to thinking, if he did play with Jabbar, with the Bucks, two players that you never hear a lot about when you're talking about great players, and I'm not putting them in the top 25 or even the top 50. There are so many great ones. But James Worthy, who I know played with Jabbar, and then Spencer Haywood, who I think played with him. I remember watching Spencer Haywood play. I was a teenager when NBA was first becoming popular on TV. He was an immensely talented player, as was James Worthy, but you never hear about these guys, and I wonder how far off base, if at all, I am on that, and if you could explain to me, if you have any idea why, when you talk about great players, you never hear about these guys, Walt. And I'll hang up and listen. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. I appreciate the call. Yeah, Haywood spent most of his career with Seattle and the Knicks, and he was in the NBA. I think he was drafted by Denver in the ABA, but he played most of his career with Seattle and the Knicks. He was a tremendous player. He was an unbelievable college player. Only played a year of college basketball at Detroit, and then went to the NBA. And by the way, he was also a martial artist. He was a talented guy, and collegiately, in the year he played for Detroit, he was absolutely unbelievable. His rookie year with Denver, he averaged like 30 points a game. In fact, let me look this up. Spencer Haywood. Come on. You know, I never cooperate, Simona, when I need it. Here we go. Spencer Haywood, his first year with Denver in the ABA, averaged right on 30 points, actually. And then went to Seattle, where he spent 5 seasons in Seattle. In Seattle, his averages were, going from the ABA to the NBA, 20.6, 26.2, 29.2, 20, I'm trying to read these lines across, 23.5, 24.9. He went to the Knicks, and it came down a little. He spent 1 year with the Lakers. That was 1979-78. But, I mean, Haywood was a tremendous talent. You know, 6'8", 6'9", power forward, extremely athletic. You know, could put the ball on the floor, could shoot the ball. He was really a tremendous player. So you're 100% right, Mike. Back to the phones. And it is Gamecock Will. Gamecock Will. Will, how are you?
Doing good, brother. How about you?
Good, Will. Appreciate you getting in.
Appreciate it. I got a few things that I ain't called in a while, but number one, that you remember me telling you about the Michael Jordan specials coming on?
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like a 30 for 30 thing. It's going to be on Genius Circuit,
yeah.
I think. It's like a 10-part
okay.
series or something. Then number two, that caller a while ago was talking about they went nothing on this past weekend, but I enjoyed Channel 7 CBS because they were showing the 1982 National Championship with Jordan, Perkins, Worthy against Georgetown. I think it was 81-82, one of them. But they were showing that until they got interrupted by Trump. Then they were showing the NC State-Houston game. I watched that. Then they was turning it over to the Duke-Kentucky game with Mashburn and Leitner and all them. So I kind of enjoyed watching them old people like that.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, that's – I mean, I think showing classic basketball games is a good way to go. I mean, yeah, I mean, I know that there was a lot of Twitter chatter, especially about the Kentucky-Duke game. I saw that. It was the number one trending thing on Twitter. So, obviously, Will, you weren't alone. There were a lot of people watching it.
Yeah, I enjoyed the North Carolina-Georgetown game because, you know, it was good to see Jordan, Perkins, Worthy, and all in. So, I really enjoyed it. But another thing, Walt, the people – you know, they're talking about juniors getting to come back and play their senior year because of all this mess going around. Is that going to count for juniors for football, too? I mean, it went to the, you know, went for pro. Would that make the football players eligible, too?
Yeah, I can't speak to any of that because I'm not sure that any of that is going to happen. I just think that logistically it's a nightmare. And so I don't know that any of that can really happen. I know it's being discussed, but it's a long way from something being discussed or, you know, being spoken about on social media or something to actually taking place. I mean, it seems to me in this world we live in right now, there are things that just take precedent to that. This is unfortunately and hopefully a one-time situation. We don't know that. I mean, but I would think that, we've gone a long time without any such incident occurring as the coronavirus. So I'm not anticipating this becoming a regular thing. Maybe I'm mistaken in that regard as well. But I don't think you can come up with knee-jerk reactions to a one-time incident. I think sometimes you just have to say it's terrible, it's unfortunate, and you move on.
I mean, the reason I ask, because the first two or three rounds, we might know who's going to go. But like you said a while ago, they didn't get to pro day or nothing like that. So the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh rounders, it's really not fair to them because they ain't going to get to do the pro day. That's the reason I was asking that question.
Yeah, look, and again, it's a fair point. I just think it would be too difficult logistically to execute. So I don't expect that you're going to see any special circumstances devised to help those individuals. I just think that this is the way it is.
I mean, I wish they would, as far as women's basketball, if the whole Carolina team could come back again. But I got one more thing and I hang up. I didn't think they're supposed to be recruiting now, Walt, because I know Carolina Clemson's still recruiting, and I'm sure other schools are too. So, how are they getting by with all that?
Well, I don't know that they are. Say again?
They offering players. I seen it on internet.
Well, I think that you can probably still have, long-distance communications with people. I think that's probably still acceptable, but I know that there were some restrictions imposed as well. I don't know the specific circumstance of that at the moment, Will.
Okay, well, you and your mom have a good one, Will. Nice talk to you.
Thank you, Will. I appreciate it. Yeah, I think that obviously all in-person contact has been completely shut down. And beyond that, it's hard to know exactly what can be done. I'm not sure. Actually, I'll look into that because I think it's important. Tesla asks, Jim asks, how can you explain the turnaround in LSU? It has to be more than Joe Brady. LSU was always recruited at a high level, but last year came out of nowhere. Yeah, I think it's a multidimensional issue. I think that first of all, you had a quarterback who, maybe this was in response to what I wrote about Burrow. It was. Okay, let me explain where we are. I wrote today, 2 hours ago, NFL teams might not be as universally in love with Joe Burrow as the media is. He skipped the side-by-side comparisons with Justin Herbert at the Combine, as I suggested with Jim Nagy last week. He didn't trick teams, and he didn't have a pro day. And Jim writes, how can you explain the turnaround at LSU? It has to be more than Joe Brady. LSU has always recruited at a high level, but last year came out of nowhere. Well, again, see, this is the point. It's not just Joe Burrow, and nor is it just Joe Brady. It's a complex answer to how LSU transformed. The first thing is they decided to throw the ball, which they hadn't really done the year before. They played conservatively, more like Oregon played this year with Justin Herbert. But it starts with the fact they had great talent. They just hadn't turned it loose. I mean, we've seen that in the past. We've seen Jarvis Landry and Odell Beckham Jr. be underutilized at LSU in the past. And so this is something they've done before. They had been a running team by definition. And so they had a change of philosophy. Now, that change of philosophy, Joe Brady was credited with being a genius. Joe Burrow was credited with being with the greatest quarterback ever. It's just not all those things. any up-tempo, any spread philosophist, anyone familiar with the spread offense could have turned the talent at LSU loose. It wasn't just Joe Brady. Now, did they do some specific things that led to it? Yes. In 2018, LSU was primarily a seven-man protection scheme. In 2019, this past year, they were a five-man protection scheme. So what they did is they entrusted Burrow. And they turned all those insane weapons loose. And you're seeing how talented those guys are. They're all being drafted and will be next year when Chase and Marshall come out. But you have Jefferson, you have Clyde Edwards-Helaire in this year's draft, you have three of the offensive linemen. They were a hyper-talented team that hadn't been turned loose. And Burrow benefited from all that. Was Burrow good? Yes. He was accurate. He extended plays. He was tough. He was all those things. But he was surrounded by insane, I mean, off-the-hook, frigging insane talent. Justin Herbert, on the other hand, had none of those guys. None. The best receiver that Justin Herbert played with in 4 years at Oregon was Dillon Mitchell, who was a seventh-round draft pick. Seventh. And this is why you can't just look at... This is the mistake that people make in valuations. They look at what the offense did, and they credit the individual pieces. So you look at what LSU did, and therefore Burrow is the greatest thing of all time. No. You've got to separate Burrow from that talent around him and ask, what is he without those pieces? And there's where the problem comes in with Burrow, because there is no evidence without those pieces. The only evidence without those pieces is when he was in Ohio State or what he was 2 years ago when they weren't playing up to it. There's no evidence on Burrow. He did not participate. He intentionally chose not to go to the combine because he knew full well, side by side, he was not going to look good standing next to Justin Herbert throwing the ball. And he didn't have to. So that was advice of his agent. But he skipped the whole process. And he chose to throw at his pro day with his own receivers. And, of course, that got canceled. And that's the dilemma. But trust me, that may fool media people. It may fool alleged draft experts. But it's not fooling every NFL team. I can tell you right now with certainty, there are NFL teams that don't have Joe Burrow as their number one quarterback. And I know that will come as a shock to people. And there are NFL teams that do have Justin Herbert as their number one quarterback. So all this stuff about Justin Herbert, 30, 25, the Daniel Jeremiah stuff that he's been spewing for months, that's just laughable. It's utterly laughable. Herbert, on the other hand, went through the entire process, faced every challenge, and excelled at every step along the way. And what you have to ask yourself when you're evaluating these guys is take them out of that, ask yourself what Herbert would look like playing in that LSU system this year. And again, look, Joe Burrow handled some things really well. When they went to five-man protection, that puts more on the quarterback. You know, look, it changes things. When you're in a seven-man protection, all right, I'll get to this when we get back. You want to get in, 654-7627. I'll explain the rest of this when we return. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, quick break.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest-growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One. Trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only the home with a lifetime warranty, but the winner of the 2017 and 2018 Nissan Award of Excellence. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Hello, this is Dan Bracken with Leonardi Bracken Real Estate. Did you know that 98% of home buyers will search online? It's the time of year when many are preparing to place their home on the market. So what can you do to maximize your value? First, give me a call and I'll meet with you to give you a few simple pointers. If you decide to work with us, we'll bring in a home stager and then hire a professional photographer so your home really pops. Give me, Dan Bracken, a call today. 864-380-4537. Leonardi Bracken Real Estate. Selling real estate is what we do. Helping people is our passion.
Hi, I'm Garrett Wilson with Sunstoppers of Easley, formerly 10 Solutions of Easley, and I want to thank all of our thousands of loyal customers for helping me grow our tinting business for the last 20 years in Easley. Because of you, we're transitioning to bigger and brighter days and opening a new location in Pickens across from Walmart. Couldn't have done it without you, and we'll continue our commitment to excellence that you deserve. Call us at 864-630-3164 for all of your vehicle tinting needs.
Anderson County is a great place to live and work, play, and worship. Samantha Porter, the Anderson County Environmental Educator, reminds all residents to recycle used motor and cooking oil at Anderson County Convenience Centers. You can also bring your used oil and gas mixtures to the King David, Mance Jolly, and Whitefield sites. Tires may be recycled at the Materials Recovery Facility in Belton. If you have any questions, please call 260-1001 in regard to recycling and proper waste disposal.
Have you ever looked at your carpet after a cleaning and thought, man, what is that gunk and residue they left behind? Do you worry about the harsh chemicals that cleaning companies use that could harm your loved ones? Well, worry no more. Zero Res is the standout carpet cleaner brand you can count on. Their patented no-residue cleaning system leaves no man behind on your beautiful home. Call today at 864-588-7300. Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
It's moving day, and Tiger Moving Company is here to help. Skip the headache. Hire the professionals with the right tools for your move. Their clean-cut and reliable team pack and assemble furniture seamlessly, so all you have to do is make yourself at home. To top this all off, they even start and stop the clock at your house, charging you a flat hourly rate. No rounding up. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to make your next move with Tiger Moving Company.
The flagship station for Clemson Athletics. We are the Roar.
Man, it's a hot one. Like 7 inches from the midday sun. Well, I hear you whispering the words and melt everyone. But you stay so cool.
Walt Tiptula Road Rage, we are back. Let me tell you about Carson's. And obviously, you know, things have changed for the short term, but Carson's will be back up and at it soon. But you can still go for drive-through pickup, and we would encourage you to do it. I mean, it just doesn't get better than Carson's. Hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher. I've had the filet mignon like 5-6 times. I've had the New York strip like 5-6 times. It all comes with fresh baked yeast rolls. They're to die for. I get the sweet potatoes every time I go there because I love them. They grill them. They serve them with cinnamon butter sauce. A double fried chicken wings, Monterey sandwich piled high with grilled chicken, jack cheese, bacon, and barbecue sauce. We've had that sandwich. That sandwich is also to die for. Open every day. You know, daily lunch specials as well for $6.95 on a Monday. You get mesquite chicken salad. Tomorrow's $6.95 special is the barbecue sandwich with fries, which I need to have. I haven't had that. Carson's, of course, is the place to go. Trust me. You know, look, you still want great food at this time. Get to Carson's. Get the drive-through specials. It's Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon. And before you know it, they'll be back up and running full speed again as well. You want in 654-7627. Let me get to it's Big Bad Bob, and then it's Robert. First, one thing on the issue I was explaining before we went to break about the seven-man protection of 2 years ago with Burrow versus the five-man protection this year. Look, in a seven-man protection scheme, and you're putting fewer people out into the pattern, that allows free blitzers because there are guys with nothing to do. And so a quarterback faces that. Now, when you go to a five-man protection scheme, in theory, the way you would defend that is also by coming after the quarterback. But the problem with going after Burrow in that regard is with five people in every pattern, it was impossible for any team to cover all five of those guys because they were all too damn good. And so Burrow had to handle that, and his offensive line was good, which helped, and then the rest was on him. And so there was an element that was put on him, but he wanted that. He wanted to play out of a five-man protection scheme because he knew the immediate advantages he would have. He knew he would have guys open every single play, and he did. I got a newsflash for you. If Justin Herbert and Jordan Love were quarterback in LSU, they would have guys wide open on every single play, too, with that talent. And that's why you can't just look at guys and compare them and say, well, this guy had these stats and this guy had these stats. It's not even apples to orange. It's like apples to giant pumpkins or something of that sort. There's no comparison to be made there.
Okay.
But trust me, Burrow did not want to stand side by side with Justin Herbert throwing a football against him. He just didn't. Because that would have been the first eye-opener as to the distinction between the two guys physically and what they were capable of when it just came to flat throwing the football. And so this is not as simple as, well, one guy threw 60 touchdown passes and won the national title and you know, threw for 6,000 yards or whatever he threw for versus another guy who threw 32 touchdown passes and 6 interceptions, had no receivers, playing a run-based offense. The best quarterback in this draft is Justin Herbert. I'm just telling you right now. Believe whatever you want. Time will prove it out. He should be quarterback one in this draft. And I'm not so convinced that the next best isn't Love. In fact, I think he is. Now, I do think there's a little more of a risk factor associated with him, which is why I favor Herbert first. But those two guys have some traits that can't be easily replicated. Big Bad Bob and Robert. Bob, how are you?
Hey, thank you for letting me in. And by the way,
thank you for getting in, Bob.
He knows everything.
Yes.
Robert is a great caller.
Good.
But I wanted to talk about something you've been talking about. Something I'm confused about. Isaiah Simmons. They say a lot of the, because of his versatility and because he did play different positions and because he was well-trained by Venables, that he may be able to play the safety position, and besides the linebacker and other things. Well, now I'm reading this article that says, just like you're talking about, the real NFL teams, I mean the executive staffs, like not like the Jets or the Giants. The Jets are the worst. The Giants, you know. But real NFL teams will want to draft Isaiah Simmons as a linebacker because if he goes up against, say, a team like the Ravens with a complex offense, they would throw at him if they played him at safety. Is that would that be right? They might make him safety later on, or in other words, will a team probably be drafting Isaiah Simmons as a linebacker?
Well, first of all, there are a lot of teams that, there are a lot of teams in the NFL that are running nickel as their base. The game has changed. All right, the game is demanding, and again, the NFL is slow to change, but the NFL has to change because defensively the game has to change because offensively the game has changed so much, and the whole idea now is to isolate your playmakers in space against lesser athletes on the other side. That's the whole idea of the game now. And so the way to, in theory, to be able to defend that is to come up with same or better caliber athletes on your side on defense that can handle those one-on-one matchups. So the problem Isaiah Simmons faces is an old boys school thought process. And what I mean by that is, it's always been believed that you have to have one position, that you can't, you may be able to do that stuff in college, but this is the National Football League. And look, early on, do I think Isaiah Simmons is going to need to focus on one position? Yes, I do. I think when he moves to the NFL, it's a much more complex game, and I think he's going to need to focus on one area at first. But I do think that his athletic versatility is going to eventually allow teams to do a bunch of different things with him in terms of defending these modern offenses. He's exactly the type of piece necessary to defend these modern offenses.
Like cover tight ends and running backs or something like from linebacker position or whatever he's needed to do. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, whatever he's needed to do. Yeah, look. Yeah. Look, I mean, look, there were lots of times he covered outside receivers. I mean, he did absolutely everything. I mean, there was no position he didn't play. He played safety, he played outside cornerback, he played slot corner, he played linebacker. I mean, he played everywhere at Clemson.
Yeah, so the defensive people, probably Chase Young, and it looks like Akuda's because he's a real defensive back, and then maybe Isaiah Simmons third in the defensive scheme in the draft. Is that what maybe you're looking
I think that's right. I think Derek Brown is going to factor in there somewhere as well, but I think that's basically it, Bob. I mean, I think that for me, I've always said the same thing. I've thought Isaiah Simmons would go from 3 to 9. I still think it's from 3 to 9. It depends how many quarterbacks go, how many offensive linemen go, whether one or two defensive tackles slip into that range, meaning Derek Brown and Kinlaw. But, you know, look, yeah, if you're looking at the top defensive players in the draft, they're as you identified. It's Young, Akuda, Simmons, Brown, Kinlaw. Those are your top defensive players in the draft. And they're all going to be in that mix somewhere, and it'll be interesting to see how teams position themselves to get the guy they want.
Well, yeah. Well, listen, were you talking about the best basketball players in college? Is that what you were talking about?
Yeah.
When you first started the show. Oh, okay. Well, I want to tell a quick story if I could, and you tell me if I'm right or not. My minister in 1966, I played on a high school basketball team. Wasn't that good, but I played on a high school basketball team. My minister said, listen, I want you to go to Davidson where I went to school. And he says, I think you can make the basketball team because it's a small school. Whether you get a scholarship, I'm not sure. So he took me up there in 66 or 67. I can't believe I graduated from high school in 68. And I went in there to meet the coach. And the coach said, yeah, your minister wanted you to give you a little tryout. So I said, well, let me watch the team first because they were playing. He took me up there when they were practicing. And I believe the coach was Lefty Giselle. And I met him, and he was barking out that was his assistant.
That's right. That's right. Lefty was there.
As a guard for Davidson.
Yeah.
And I told my minister, I watched him play. They looked like the Globetrotters. And I got to talk to Coach Giselle. I'm pretty sure, I'm almost positive that was him. So
Lefty was there. Yep.
Well, I knew I couldn't make the team after I watched him play. It looked like the Harlem Globetrotters. But that's just a basketball story. And kill time.
Thank you, Bob. Excellent phone call, Bob. Yep, well done. Thank you, Bob. Robert, here's the deal. I'd be cutting you short, so I'm going to have you hold on a minute, all right? Let me tell you about the Health Dare. Look, it's still flu and cold season in the Carolinas. There's no better time to join the Health Dare. They're not just about weight loss. They're about getting your body healthy at a cellular level to boost your immune system during what's been a busy cold and flu season. While your body's getting healthy, you'll also be reversing your symptoms of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, sleep apnea, and more by getting rid of your excess belly fat. At the Health Dare, the second person is always free because they won't let you do anything alone. So call today, 1-877-I-DARE-ME, 1-877-I-DARE-ME. Dare Me or go to idearme.com, idearme.com. It's the Health Dare. Also, before we go to break, let me tell you about my friend Nick Lavery. Listen, do you need someone who knows the law on your side? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get exactly what you deserve. His office is conveniently located downtown Clemson, 115 Strode Circle. You've been hurt on the job, dealing with the aftermath of a car accident or personal injury, or if you've been charged criminally, Nick understands your frustration. He's here to get you back on your feet. If you're purchasing a new home or business that can be stressful, Nick will make sure that your closing goes smoothly. Nick's a former state prosecutor, longtime private practice attorney who's ready to help you win. Nick's been serving our Clemson upstate community for more than 20 years. He's here to answer any legal questions you might have. Call Nick Lavery today, 864-654-3680. 864-654-3680. 864-654-3680. Tell him I sent you. Schedule your appointment today. Also, check out his website for more info. It is nicklaverylaw.com. Nicklaverylaw.com. You know, Ramona, we need to get Lefty on again. We've had him on, I don't know, how many times have we had him on in the past? Six, seven? He's so entertaining. He's such a wealth of, like, historical information. He's so great on air. And we need to do that again. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break. And when we get back, it will be Robert and Marcel. Robert and Marcel when we return. Walter Tula Road Rage, quick break. We'll be right back.
Drive on through and feed the whole family with the big Bow Box for just $19.99. It's Bow Time.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
As Clemson graduates and law partners, Blake Smith and Brooke Archinold have been fighting on behalf of medical malpractice victims for years. That's the primary focus of Parham Smith and Archinold Attorneys at Law. If you or a loved one is a victim of medical malpractice, there's no cost to have a consultation with the firm and no cost unless there's a settlement or verdict. Call 242-9008 and speak with Parham Smith and Archinold. 242-9008.
Hi, I'm Huck, and I don't work for the Health Dare, but I wanted to share my story because they saved my life. I reversed my symptoms of high blood pressure, cholesterol, and my A1C dropped from 7.3 to 5.8. My doctor can't believe my results. I was skeptical at first, but after losing 13 pounds of fat in 10 days, I was all in. Call the Health Dare today at 1-877-I-DARE-ME or go to idareme.com. Tell them Huck sent you and get the second program free.
For 25 years, Husqvarna Auto Mowers have been the best-selling worldwide. With the Husqvarna Automower Crown Commitment Program, you'll enjoy your weekends and know that if you're not satisfied with the performance of your Husqvarna Automower within 60 days of purchase from a Husqvarna dealer, return it for a full refund or exchange. Easley Lawn and Garden offers Husqvarna Automowers as well as the expert installation and service you need. Trust them to get you set up with the right Husqvarna Automower just for your yard. After all, Easley Lawn and Garden has been your trusted local source for nearly 40 years. Let a Husqvarna Automower do the work while you relax. Easley Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna Automower professionals for sales, installation, and service. For all your power equipment needs, veteran, and family-owned and operated. 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley. Online at easleylawn.com. The Blue Heron Restaurant is now open at 134 Exchange Street in beautiful, historic downtown Pendleton, featuring an upscale seating area and bar seating to catch all the big games. With daily menu specials and happy hour to fit every craving, the Blue Heron in Pendleton offers only the best selection of meats, sushi, sides, farm-to-table flatbread, drinks, and desserts. 134 Exchange Street, downtown Pendleton. Visit blueheronfood.com for full menu and more information. That's blueheronfood.com. We'll see you soon.
Rely on EnviroMulch for your outdoor project. With all the rain we've had, they can help with rock crush and run along with 57 stone for your erosion, flooding driveway, and water pooling issues. Or online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
All sports, all the time, from the Roar, 105.5 in Greenville and Anderson, 97.5 and AM 1560 in Spartanburg.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. Let me tell you about George Coleman Ford. Look, for 90 years, George Coleman Ford has been treating people the right way. I mean, it's unbelievable that a business could stay in business 90 years, especially an auto business. But they keep getting bigger, better, stronger, and it's because of you. And George Coleman Ford thanks you for your loyalty for all these years. And you know what, Ramona, long after we're gone, 90 years from now, there will still be generations of your family members going to see generations of George Coleman Ford.
Everybody's gonna
family
need
members.
Cars. They're still going
right. to be there. And everybody wants to be treated right. You know, because again, is it true that the deals are better, that the prices are better at George Coleman Ford? You know, cars cost less and travels less. Yes, ding, 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 ding. That's true. That's true. Every week they have insane specials. You got to stay on top of it to know what they are. If you want an F-150, stay on top of it. I've been there when they've had F-150s for 15 grand off. I can't promise you that today, but I've seen it. So you have to stay on top of it if you're in the market for the world's most popular vehicle or any other vehicle that George Coleman Ford has. They have insane deals every week. That's true. There's also never any dealer fees or service fees. That's true. I'm glad other dealerships are starting to catch on to that. George Coleman Ford has done it all along. But I still think above all else, when you read all the reviews, people talk about those things, but they constantly just talk about the way they're treated, about how you matter, how when you go there, people know you. They know your name. They don't just sell you a vehicle and then forget about you. It's not what they do at George Coleman Ford. They're there for the long term. They're committing to you. They want everything to be the best that it can be for you because they want you back in 6 or 7 years or whenever. So they're doing the right thing by you, and that's why they've been in business 90 years. Go see what that's like. Go see what it's like to be treated the way you should be. That's the George Coleman Ford ultimate secret. Go see him. You'll thank me later. All right. Back to the phone lines, and it is Robert and then Marcel. Robert, how are you?
I'm good, Walt. You?
Good, Robert. Appreciate you getting in, as always.
Well, I'm glad to hear the team's back together.
Thank you, Robert.
Yeah, that's right.
First of all, before I get to why I called, man, I really loved your mock draft Friday. I hope you keep that format. I'm not sure who's going to man the applause boo button, but I'd like to hear
Ramona. Yeah, Ramona.
I can't
Ramona will be
that.
Yeah, Ramona doesn't know about that format yet, but
oh,
but
get to
yeah,
boo some people.
Yeah,
yeah. I like it.
That's exactly right. You do. Well, I was really high on the Raiders free agency, and they went and signed Nelson Aguilar. Hopefully there's no burning buildings where babies need to get tossed out the windows in Vegas.
Right. Right. You know, it's funny. And Aguilar has had some issues with drops, but he has some ability. He really does. And I think that's actually a pretty decent pickup by the Raiders. I really do. The new location might serve him well. And besides, they had Amari Cooper. They're used to wide receivers who drop the ball.
I was hoping you would say that. I didn't see the terms of the contract, so I'm not sure. Hopefully they got a deal on him. But what do you think about this Malik Collins that they got from Dallas? Is he a Grady Jarrett type? I mean, he was a high school wrestling champion, about the same, stature. Do you think he's a – I didn't see where he – I couldn't find where he did a whole lot in Dallas, but – what do you think about him?
Well, yeah, I mean, he's that type of player. I remember writing comments about him as he went through the process and his draft. I mean, he's that type of player. I don't think we've seen that potential fulfilled as yet. I'm trying to. I'm sure I'm going past you because I'm. Let me see here. I'm trying to look at your list of. Free agent additions because you have been active, that's for sure. Here we are. You added Aguilar, you added Eli Apple. It's funny. Aguilar is sort of the wide receiver version of Eli Apple and vice versa. I mean, not that Aguilar has had issues off field with his mother, but as Eli Apple apparently has, but they both come in as sort of suspect guys, but and just to be clear, I don't mean Aguilar is a bad guy. I think Aguilar is actually a good guy. Eli Apple, I'm not exactly sure anyone knows what Eli Apple is in terms of that. But I think both guys certainly have potential. So they were worth it in that regard. Collins is similar. He agreed to a 1 year. Deal worth $6 million with $5.75 million guaranteed. You added Jeff Heath, and you added a couple linebackers who I think will both help. Obviously, you added Mariota. Linebacker has been a big need area for you, and so I think you addressed that because I thought you might address that in this draft. I'm less inclined to believe that now, although I still wouldn't rule it out. Linebacker has been a position the Raiders have suffered at for a decade. And I think I said last week, it's funny. One of the things I've learned through time is to trust what a team does. In other words, even though I know they need linebackers and the world knows they need linebackers, when they refuse to draft them, that means they don't value the position as highly as.
You stop. You have to think how they think, unfortunately.
Right. You have to play that game and think how they think, exactly. Otherwise, you keep making the same mistake. And so the Raiders, it's clear, just, don't view the linebacker position as a early draft commodity. They just don't. And that's understandable, really. You added Carl Nassib, and he has some ability. And you added Jason Witten, who's 112.
Yeah, exactly. And, like you said, I like both those linebackers. They're both fifth-year players. They've been in the league, through their rookie contracts, I guess. And so I really like
Look, if Littleton can stay healthy, which is really his issue, but if he can stay healthy, he's a player. And he's really good in coverage as well. So you have some potential there. I think, it's been a very busy offseason for you in that regard. Raiders have added a lot of guys.
Yeah, well, a lot of teams have added a lot of guys. You were talking earlier about saying this was a normal free agency period. I don't see that at all. Or you didn't say that.
No. Yeah.
Twitter.
Yeah.
you know.
No. It was a guy on satellite radio saying that, you know, it's just like every year. And I said, no, it's not just like any every year. There's never been a year in free agency like this. Never. Nothing. Nothing even close to it.
I agree with that. A couple things. One last thing, and I'll take this off the air. You said a couple things Friday, and I'm glad I couldn't get in because I disagreed with both of them. One, I think, is I basically have been humbled. I went back and looked at it. You said that Ryan Day had kept Clemson's defense off balance. I didn't think so, but then I went back and looked at it. And when you look at the totality of it, yeah, he did. You know, they held Ohio State to, you know, well below their season average scoring-wise, but all the other numbers, you know, look like a team who was having trouble, you know, stopping another offense. But the other one was, you know, I don't know if I got a firm idea of whether you thought Lombardi was a better coach than Belichick, but if you do, could you explain that? Because to me, you know, Lombardi has not had to deal with the things that Belichick has had to deal with as far as, you know, the free agency and the players union and the players and their attitudes and the coaching styles and basically going up against a system that's designed to prevent dynasties. So if you do think Lombardi is a better coach than Belichick, could you maybe spend a moment to explain that? And I'll take it there, Bo. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Robert. Oh, well, look, I'm not sure that Belichick is a better coach than Parcells. I mean, everything Belichick learned, he learned from Parcells. You know, and so I think that's easy to forget, too. And Parcells was successful wherever he went. And, you know, but Parcells wasn't in one spot as long, and he didn't have Tom Brady. You know, Parcells won two Super Bowls with Sims and Hosteller. You know, I, as far as Lombardi is concerned, Lombardi's like the originator. I mean, there were great coaches before Lombardi, but Lombardi dominated pro football. Dominated pro football with a simple philosophy that was tried and true. Did he have great players? Yeah. I refuse to ignore the past because our attention spans are so short that we forget what happened 2 weeks ago. And plus, honestly, as great as Belichick has been, I'm disappointed with the last 5 years of Belichick. Really, the last 10, but especially the last five. I think he's made bad decision after bad decision. His drafts have been hideous. I think he made a terrible decision that hurt his own team with the Malcolm Butler decision not to insert him into the Super Bowl against the Eagles. And I think Brady holds him responsible for that, as did other players. I think he cost himself, his team, his legendary quarterback, another Super Bowl. And now I think he's made the most foolish decision of his career. I mean, I'm sorry, what kind of idiot opts for Brian Hoyer over Tom Brady? I mean, Belichick, here's what Belichick thought. He really thought that Brady was coming back. That's what the writers in the New England area are saying now, that Belichick really believed that at the end of the day, Brady was going to come back.
Was he letting him believe that? Brady leading him to believe that?
No.
Then why
no.
did he believe
no.
that?
No, look, I'll explain more of this. I'll explain more of this in a little bit. We'll get to that. Let me get Marcel in here before the top of the hour. Malcolm, good to have you back, Malcolm. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming to you. Marcel, how are you, Marcel?
Hey, good afternoon, my friend. It's good to
good afternoon,
have
Marcel.
Back.
It's
good
welcome
to have
back.
Back.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Good to have Ramona back. Hey, Ramona, thanks for taking my call as well.
You are welcome, Marcel.
I very appreciate it. Hey, let's get into it. People call me, I'm the caller of the year and the caller of the decade. Starting things off with the COVID-19 update. How was it? Bad or worse? The calm before the storm. I hope everyone is going to be absolutely A-OK. So, listeners at the war will pay close attention for this update from the Clemson University campus. Officials continue to closely monitor COVID-19 and are actively engaged in daily planning in an effort to inform and reduce the risk of faculty, staff, students, and visitors from the virus. As of today, or March 20th at 4 p.m., is it March 20th or not? But I think it's going to be March 23rd, right?
March 23rd today.
Yeah, 3 days ago, just 3 days ago. The university can confirm the following. No confirmed cases at any Clemson campus or faculty. Online instruction has been interplayed for the following spring break. Through the remainder of the semester, in addition, no programs, events, or activities will be held through the 8th day of May. But all students, faculty, and staff returning from international travel must contact University Health Services at 864-656-2457, excuse me, to undergo through medical screening. Right now here in New York, Walt, it's cloudy and it's going to be raining outside. The whole city is going to be locked down till the normal day in mid-April. Hope baseball is coming up, so fingers crossed, be patient. Let's try to calm things down slowly. The entertainment is the Broadway, all lights out. We have restaurants have been shutting things down, but they'll have a takeout only. As well, schools are being canceled, but they're having a homeschooling here in the five boroughs, as well as Long Island, Westchester, and the upstate New York communities such as Buffalo, Syracuse, and Rochester. How's yours in South Carolina, including Columbia, Greenville, and surrounding areas? In the head of the COVID.
I count on you for that, Marcel. I count on you to keep track of all that, Marcel.
I understand.
You'll have to give us that in your next update.
Yeah, the COVID-19 update here in New York, but in South Carolina and the surrounding areas like Washington and California are being evacuated from the threatening coronavirus.
Yes.
President Trump will address at the White House in a right around, 11 minutes, so everyone could check things out from that. At the dark,
well,
Marcel.
They can't be doing that because they have to be listening to me in 11 minutes, Marcel. They can check that out later. Marcel, I got to run. I'm at the top of the hour. It's good to have your update as always.
At After Dark Marcel on Twitter, be sure to follow me.
There you go.
On coronavirus.
Thank you, Marcel. We'll be back.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Hello, this is Dan Bracken with Leonardi Bracken Real Estate. Did you know that 98% of home buyers will search online? It's the time of year when many are preparing to place their home on the market. So what can you do to maximize your value? First, give me a call and I'll meet with you to give you a few simple pointers. If you decide to work with us, we'll bring in a home stager and then hire a professional photographer so your home really pops. Give me, Dan Bracken, a call today, 864-380-4537. Leonardi Bracken Real Estate. Selling real estate is what we do. Helping people is our passion.
The Mattress Outlet in Seneca is the number one stop and shop for a brand new Serta or Beautyrest mattress at the lowest prices around. Springtime is a great time for something new. And the Mattress Outlet has come to be the kind of place you can trust to have great selection and tremendous prices. Come in and let the outlet's experienced staff guide you in finding your new mattress today. Open 7 days a week, the Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart across from Goodwill and Chick-fil-A.
The more money you have, the more you may need to explore diversification opportunities offered by the independent financial advisors at Kiwi Financial Group. They have customized strategies that can provide diversification of your portfolio that you may not get from the big box guys or robo-advisors with their one-size-fits-all approach. Let Greg Wells and his staff show you how to diversify for your specific needs. Call Kiwi Financial Group today at 654-5043 or online at kiwifg.com.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. Pick up a box for your business or church meeting. Share them with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Garrett Wilson with Sun Stoppers of Easley, formerly 10 Solutions of Easley, and I want to thank all of our thousands of loyal customers for helping me grow our tinting business for the last 20 years in Easley. Because of you, we're transitioning to bigger and brighter days and opening new locations in Pickens across from Walmart. Couldn't have done it without you, and we'll continue our commitment to excellence that you deserve. Call us at 864-630-3164 for all of your vehicle tinting needs.
Medical malpractice is the third leading cause of death. If you or a loved one have been a victim of medical malpractice, you need the professionals at Parham Smith and Archinold on your team. Parham Smith and Archinold focuses specifically on medical malpractice and have handled some of the largest cases in the upstate. They have offices in Greenville, Spartanburg, and Charleston. 242-9008. Parham Smith and Archinold, specialists in medical malpractice.
Tip to the